You know, you're a little bit older than I am, but I used to watch that program, and it just scared the hell out of me, that music. Written by Fred Steiner, who I actually have a letter from Fred Steiner, because I emailed him, and I mailed him, rather, and asked permission to use his song, and he said, you have my permission, but could you credit me? And sadly, he died a few years ago. I never got him on the air. My guest, Stephen Yagman, civil rights attorney out of L.A., and he is making trouble for Santa Barbara. He's filed a lawsuit. And
Hey, they made their own trouble.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. The judge in the case, this fellow that wrote an article, said you got the judge that probably is even more passionate about homeless people than you are.
About the criminalization of homelessness.
About criminalization. How do you end up with the perfect judge for your case? Is that by chance, or do you keep filing until you kind of wait for him to come up? How did that happen?
Oh, of course not the latter. Of course not.
Someone told me about somebody who had a case, and that was her example. So literally it was just fortuitous?
That was some jerk who didn't know what they were doing. The way it happened in actual fact was this. About 2 years ago, in the spring of 2020, a false flag action was filed to address homelessness. A bunch of wealthy business owners in downtown L.A. hired a big law firm because they wanted to get homeless people off the sidewalks down in downtown L.A., and they cocked up a group that they gave the fictitious name to, L.A. Alliance for Humanity, and they brought an action creating a false appearance that they represented homeless people. In fact, they represented business people who wanted to get rid of homeless people, and they referenced in their action an action that had been brought on behalf of homeless people in Orange County, and the judge assigned to that was the judge in this case. He's in Santa Ana, of all places. I didn't expect that my case would be sent to a judge in Santa Ana. I don't really feel like going to Santa Ana. And that's called low numbering. So when you file federal action and you know of any other cases that are related, you have to fill out a form and explain why they're related so that the federal bench can decide whether or not a new case should be what's called low-numbered to a pending case. So this case, called the Los Angeles Alliance for Humanity, was against the city of L.A., and they knew about the case in Orange County, and they had to fill out the form and say that, so it went to this judge. When I filed my cases against the city of L.A., I knew about those other two cases, and I was required to list them. So they got low-numbered to this judge in Santa Ana. And then when I filed the Santa Barbara case, I had to list the other cases, and they were low-numbered based on the first case against Orange County and the second case, the Alliance for Humanity, which is a false flag case because they don't represent any homeless people, but they've created a false appearance that they do, and that's why they can never be a class action, because they don't represent any homeless people.
And you,
that's how it happened. I'm not happy about having to go to court in Santa Ana. That's not my favorite place.
So is this turning into a class action suit? Is that something you desire with the suit against Santa Barbara?
Oh, yes, of course. I think I said earlier before your commercial break that I was going to make a motion to have it certified as a class action, and I'll do that fairly shortly.
Oh, right, when you said you were adding homeless people in addition to the RV.
Well, there'll be two classes. There'll be two subclasses, one for homeless people who inhabit RVs and one for homeless people who are living on the streets. So there'll be two subclasses.
What do you want to come out of your lawsuit?
I want homeless people to be treated more humanely. And I want the politicians who can effectuate that to do their jobs. In my view, politicians really want only one thing. They want to be reelected, and everything else is secondary to that.
But you agree that it really is a federal issue, and you agree that Santa Barbara is not alone in struggling with the issue, doing a lot, I want to reiterate, for the homeless in Santa Barbara. So I don't, you know, if we were taking a vote, I wouldn't vote to support your lawsuit. I understand, and the problem is,
Fortunately, we're not taking a vote. We're in court.
Right. I remember on the phone, I asked you about you justifying your lawsuit, and you said you didn't have to. It speaks for itself in the lawsuit. But we're not taking a vote. It'll go to court. Unfortunately, I kind of like you, so that's why I wanted to have you on the air, but I wish you weren't filing this lawsuit. So you think, if you're successful, I asked you what you want out of this lawsuit, you think that Santa Barbara, you're going to turn it into the utopia for homeless people, and then everyone else is going to have to follow?
Yeah, the People's Republic of Santa Barbara. That's a catchy name, isn't it? I want to know this. You've asked me a lot of questions. I have a question for you, and you're a real estate guy, so you probably know the answer. Why are the Sussexes moving?
Can you describe who you're referring to?
The Sussexes, Prince Harry and his wife. That's their name, the Sussexes.
You know, I almost
guessed. They're the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
I almost guessed that because I'm a big fan of the royal family and the crown.
Mm-hmm. Shame on you.
And I don't like the way they're disrespecting the poor old queen. I didn't know they were moving.
Yeah, their house is on the market. I thought maybe you'd have the listing.
How could I not know their house is on the market? Probably because I made some disparaging comments about him. And would you represent me if they sue me?
Of course.
Did you say of course?
I said of course.
Oh, God. Well, then it was worth it. My guest has been Stephen Yagman, civil rights attorney. I normally would end the interview with I wish you luck. But
I don't need luck.
You don't need luck.
I need facts and law, and I have that. And how could I not represent a Lantzman from New York?
Thank you so much for joining me. Worst case, let's say you don't win in the lawsuit. Do you think there'll still be some positive ramifications from it?
Of course there will be. There are always positive ramifications from bringing lawsuit where you try to effectuate positive change. At minimum, the people who are the defendants don't want to go through it again, and that operates often to modify their behavior.
Okay, we'll keep track. This is a big week, the week of October 25th here, 2021. More amendments to the cases coming. Stephen Yagman, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.